From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Lieutenant General Jeffrey Buchanan has been appointed by the Pentagon to lead all military hurricane response efforts in Puerto Rico. This comes after mounting criticism of the Trump administration for delaying the response to the disaster caused by Hurricane Maria September 17th. More from VOA's Slatis Ahok.
Under the pressure from critics, President Donald Trump also waived a law that bars foreign ships from bringing aid to the island. But a White House official later told reporters the temporary waiver was granted as a precaution, not as a necessity.
In this particular case, we had enough capacity of U.S. flag vessels to take more than or to exceed the requirement in need of diesel fuel and other commodities into Puerto Rico.
Much of the aid, including bottled water, food, and medical supplies, is stranded in Puerto Rico's main port as there are not enough drivers and trucks to distribute it. Officials say some communities are hard to reach because of the damaged infrastructure.
Representatives from social media giant Twitter told the House and Senate Intelligence Committees that it had shut down more than 200 accounts after determining there were key links to Russia and it sought to interfere in U.S. politics. That closed-door session followed similar briefings earlier this month with Facebook. After President Donald Trump last week issued a new executive order giving the United States greater leverage over foreign banks that support the North Korean regime, the U.S. is now looking at implementing tougher sanctions. Susan Thornton, acting Assistant Secretary of State for Asian and Pacific Affairs, told a congressional committee the administration is working with allied countries to try and ferret out the illicit underground networks. This is VOA News.